So thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie and talking to me.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. So you're going to be taking Lambeth Council to court on the 10th of June. You're telling me the problem is now your journey time to obviously your medical appointments in Brixham. But what really got me was your journey time for your shopping trips, which is so important to your lifestyle and your diet. Tell me about what's happening.
I mean, I have always travelled to Tooting before I was disabled, always travelled to Tooting to get ethnic foods and a variety of different supplies and stuff. I used to do it with my late mum, and we used to make a journey of it and go and pick something lovely to eat. But I've always continued that after my mum, and I get things like Asian supplies, lentils and lots of different Asian vegetables as well. I come from a Pakistani background, and Tooting is the area that I've always gone to. It's the nearest area that has lots of shops and things where I can get most of those supplies. And we always go for a nice vegetarian samosa and things like that. It's a lovely place to go. I used to also visit friends in Balham and go down that way all the time. So the thing about it is now, with the cycle, these pop-up cycle lanes have done away with the timed disabled bays. You can park for a couple of hours if you've got a blue badge right in front of shops, which is really handy if you've got limited mobility. And what I used to do was, rather than take my wheelchair out, because a lot of these independent shops, which is what I've always liked to do, support independent shops, they're not wheelchair accessible. And I've always campaigned for that even before I was disabled, about making more places have a little ramp and you know, not congested. But a lot of these independent shops that pile up sacks and goods to the hilt, almost, with sacks of lentils and flour and rice, I'm sure you've seen them in all the areas. They, you know, they're not conducive to wheeling your chair around. And I have done it, and flip bags of lentils on my way and stuff like that. So, you know, the people that know me, and I am known by face, they all call me Bhaji, which means older sister. And they used to call my mum auntie before. They will just say to me now to wait in the outside area, and they'll ask me what I want. But what made it easier was to park in the red, so it's all red route or double yellow, or no, it's actually red route in front of most of the shops now, and they've got a red route box, and it says, some of them are different, you have to read each one, and it will say a blue badge can stop for, I think it's some are 2 hours, some are one. Different places are different times. And you can stop there with your blue badge on display. And it means you can get out and do your shopping to the closest shops and then get in and then move along. And I've become my mum, where I'll go to several different shops to get the best of this and the best of that. And that's what I've done. You can't do that anymore in Tooting, and you can't just pop out for an hour or two to go to Balham or Tooting anymore, because the traffic, if not on the way there, because I've got quite a good route there, which has been affected, but not as badly as on the way back, because of all the LTNs in the north of Brixton, Brixton Hill, Streatham. I've actually stopped going to my Streatham supplier, which is the only place that you can get these limited, it sounds so stupid, but I'm a bit of a foodie. You can get these golden courgettes, which are absolutely divine.
Oh, I've seen them. They're very rare, aren't they, to get them?
They're very rare, but they absolutely are delicious. Now, if you have a really varied vegetarian diet and you eat lots of different vegetables, you do tend to go for lots of different types of vegetables. And like, you know, there's three different types of aubergine, there's four different types of courgettes, and this particular place in Streatham does them all. It's this huge Mediterranean vegetable and supermarket on the corner, and they've got a disabled box there. But I don't go to Streatham anymore because the journey on the way back is just not, I can't physically do it anymore.
What would you like to see happen? How do you want to see this problem solved?
I mean, the thing about it is I've got a lung disease. Sitting in traffic does me damage. The lung disease that I have, it's not specifically a lung disease. It's something called sarcoidosis, which can affect any part of your body, any of your major organs. Mine happens to be in my lungs and my lymphatic system. When it's in my lymphatic system, when it's in anybody's lymphatic system, it affects your joints as well. So I've got a double whammy where my joints and my bones hurt. I've also got something called fibromyalgia, which means that my muscles hurt. So my joints and my muscles together cooked up in a soup of pain. I'm in constant pain all the time. Double that up with the fact that I got COVID last year and I was in a coma for some time. I've also got nerve damage. So that has actually made things worse. So everything to do with pollution affects my lungs. So what I would like to happen, I do want green solution. I do want a green solution. I do want cleaner air. I just don't want it for some and not for all. I don't want the traffic to be clearer for the roads that have got the LTNs, and then it pushes all of the traffic onto roads, and then the people like me and hundreds and thousands of other people have to breathe in all of that traffic, all of that pollution, and be stuck in traffic, which for sure causes more pollution. These decisions have been made by politicians that have got a bit of a history of going in and doing things without caring about the residents, unfortunately to say. I don't want to get too political, but it has ended up being political because these are our local councillors that are meant to represent us. I never thought I would take my local authority, who I voted for years and years. I, you know, voted, oh, you know, they represent us, and I'm having to fundraise. We've got an absolutely amazing community who have constantly been donating £5 and £10, and some really generous people as well, thank you. But you know, it's people that have been donating every month £5 and £10 to raise this humongous legal bill that I'm you know, facing to pay these amazing legal team who are asking for Lambeth to remove the LTNs, not because we don't want clean air, and I'm saying we because there's a whole community supporting my action, amazing people that have helped me and supported my action. It's been amazing. Community spirit has never been dead in Lambeth and Brixton, and as you know, in Tooting and places like that, we're all very community spirited. We do generally look after each other. This has actually been a really divisive policy. Never has the community been more divided. On our road, we've always looked after each other. We've got planters right in the middle of the road, literally splitting us one end to the other. And it split our neighbourhood. And that's not a very nice feeling, actually. That's not a very nice sense of neighbourhood,
no, community. Some people have fared very well out of this, and some people have fared very badly. So it does actually...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this, and what I want is just to come up with plans that are something that is a solution for all of us. We do need to find, obviously, we need to find a solution to do with the climate. Of course we do. But rushing something in under the guise of COVID so you don't have to consult your most vulnerable is not a solution. It feels very, very stealth-like. It feels very, very...
And yeah. I assume you didn't have any public consultation. You weren't consulted, but it was just done.
No, I was still in hospital when my daughter sent me a picture of a sign saying you can no longer drive through your own road, basically. I live on Shakespeare Road, and we can't drive from one end to the other. That's actually what the case is. And if you imagine, there's 300 plus residents at the top end. We call it Shakespeare North now. And the us 300, if you imagine half of us have got cars, we now only have one exit point when before there were six.
Right.
And that was done without consultation. That's quite a big change for us.
Yes.
And it's quite a big difference in our lives. My GP, my Whole Food Centre, my pharmacy, at the time my daughter was just living at the other end of the roadblock, the LTN, which I have to say the legal team are saying not affected by. Dulwich Park is just at the other end, and I can't come out of my drive and turn left. Well, I can do it, I'll just incur a fine. So I have to say, I can do it, I'll just incur a £65 fine every time. But then there's the other one, because they've closed off all the access points onto, so what is called Poets Corner. You cannot, if you drive down any of them, you cannot access Railton Road, Shakespeare Road. They've made it, you know, a no-go area. You cannot turn left, you cannot turn right, you cannot do that. And not only have they done that, again, like what they've done in Tooting, they've gotten rid of all of the parking, the single lines in front of the shops in Railton Road. So Brixton Whole Foods, for example, have got big planters and big wooden sleepers in front of it. So whereas I would be able to park in front of there on a single yellow, put my blue badge, and then run into, not run, I can't run, but you know what I mean? Run into, I still use that language even though it's not me anymore.
That's good. You're running your head. That's a good
answer. Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's so funny because I always make a joke when I go to the hospital, they say, I wheel in and they say, oh, if you just take a seat in the waiting room, and I said, I'm already taking the seat, and they look so awkward, but I have to make a joke out of it because that's the only way I deal with things is with humour. But yeah, so in Tooting, all the people that I know, they sort of say to me, oh, you know, it's changed, it makes a difference on our business, you know, even with our deliveries are delayed, and it's so much traffic, and oh, it's made, and obviously Wandsworth had theirs removed, didn't they, last year?
I was about to say that some LTNs have gone, so you are not fighting, hopefully, a lost cause.
Hopefully not.
Go to court, and you've got Lambeth behind you as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just worrying for me that it has to get to this stage, and it says a lot about the democracy of our local authority. And the people that are in charge now have had really I don't know what word to use. It's really
divisive
policies and ways of getting their way into place. I mean, and Claire Holland has now just become the leader of Lambeth Council. It's her baby. This is her plan all along. She's the one that's been pushing these LTNs through, and she's been consulting with a cycling consortium who was one of the people who was very publicly asked to leave his position because he had tweeted some really abhorrent racist tweets, and then she completely denied having even known him. And we've got videos of her on Zoom calls saying, yes, that's what we decided, isn't that how we decided to make them work, talking to him. And there's video footage of them going around talking to people, and she's completely denied knowing him in a tweet. So, like, if this is somebody who openly lies, this is the person now we've got as a leader of Labour Council. And then we've got Jim Dixon, who was in The Guardian about all of his financial fingers in pies, showed that he really shouldn't have bidded and voted on certain other things, including the closure of our beloved Carnegie Library, which I was passionately campaigning against, and you know, all of this stuff. And these are people that are now in charge of our beloved Lambeth. And it's some kind of a conspiracy novel or something. I feel that somebody else should have written, this, surely. You know, it's not great. But I mean, I don't actually feel comfortable taking my local authority to court, because where does that leave me as a resident? You know, it doesn't fill me with confidence that to get my voice heard. We engaged with them for over 9 months, in meetings, in emails, in petitions, in several meetings, actually, and they just wouldn't listen. So, well,
you're doing your next best thing, the only thing you can do now. So wish me luck. Yeah. We'll follow your
Thank
program.
You.
Do keep in touch with me and let me know how
Absolutely,
you
Absolutely, I will do.